glories, all glories to saintly Lord Chaitanya, who is a fair lion. All glories to the Lord, who protects his devotees. All glory to the Lord, who heroically vanquishes the demons. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi and Jagannath Misra. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, for hearing and chanting his glories purifies the heart. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of Jagadananda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life and wealth of Haridas and Kashishvar. O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O ocean of mercy and friend of the downtrodden, O Father of all, if anyone once says to you, I am yours, you accept him and become his master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvipa. While performing Hari Sankirtan, simply hearing Lord Krishna's name would cause him to fall to the ground. Whether he was in the town, in a courtyard, by the water, or in the forest, a stream of tears would flow from his graceful eyes without stop. And thus Lord Chaitanya would always taste the nectar of his devotion to Lord Krishna. Hearing anyone say Lord Hari's name in any way would cause the Lord to forget himself and fall to the ground, trembling and weeping. His bodily hairs standing erect. In the middle of town, he would become overwhelmed with ecstasy and would roll on the ground and fall unconscious. His servants would gather him and pick him up and carry him to his home. The people of Nadia regularly saw these ecstasies that even Brahma and the demigods would think themselves fortunate to see. Once, at the Lord's home, the devotees performed Sankirtan, and they filled the house of the Lord with the bliss of innumerable universes. One moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, I am Krishna, the coward boy, who is more handsome than Kamadev. The next moment he would say, I am Lord Krishna's eternal servant. On some days, he would chant japa, Gopi, 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 Gopi. Then, when he heard Lord Krishna's name, he would burn with great anger, saying, Where is your Lord Krishna? He is a great thief, a rogue, a deceiver. Who would worship him? First he conquers women and then cuts off their ears and noses like a hunter. He took away Bali's life. Why hear talk of this thief? When in the mood of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become angry. Even if someone spoke the word Krishna. Moment after moment, he would only chant Gokul, Gokul. Then on other days, he would chant Vrindavan, Vrindavan. On still other days, he would happily chant Mathura, Mathura. And on other days, he would scratch the ground with his toenail and draw on the ground the threefold bending form of Krishna. And gazing at that form, he would weep so profusely that the ground would float on his tears. Sometimes he would say, I can see a great forest that's filled with tigers and filled with lions. And sometimes he would say that night was day and day was night. And seeing the Lord's ecstasies, the devotees would hold each other's necks and weep. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would avoid his own home and stay in the homes of the Vaishnavas. Only sometimes, to please his mother, would the Lord participate in any external ordinary activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would keep Advaita, Charja, Nityananda and Gadadhar with him. And they would always speak only about Lord Krishna. One day, as everyone sang a kirtan, Advaita Charja with great love danced in the mood of a gopi. Distraught, and a blade of grass placed between his teeth, he danced continuously. And tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Advaita rolled on the ground as the devotees sang with great joy. For 6 hours he danced without stop. And after that time, all the devotees were exhausted. Thus they gathered together and stopped Sri Advaita Acharya's dancing. Advaita Charja then sat down and the other devotees sat around him. While he peacefully sat, Srivas, Ramai, and others left to bathe in the Ganga. Suddenly, Advaita Charja's distress increased and he fell to the ground and he began to roll about in Srivas Thakur's courtyard. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was busy in his own home. But he in his heart perceived Advaita's distress. Thus the eternally blissful Lord, who is the pacifier of his devotees, went to the place where Advaita was rolling on the ground. And seeing Advaita, with his own hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and took him into Lord Vishnu's temple room. And he sat down. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, Acharya, what is causing your distress? What do you want? Tell me what you want." Advaita replied, "O Lord, you are the essence of the Vedas. O Lord, I want you. What else would I want?" Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "I am here before your eyes. What more do you want? Tell me." Advaita said, "O Lord, I speak the truth. You are the truth described in the Vedanta and all the Vedas. Still, I want to see some of your powers and opulences." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied by asking Advaita Charja, "What do you wish to see? Please, just simply tell me." The moment he spoke these words, Advaita Charja said, "Lord, I yearn to see what Arjuna saw in ancient times." Immediately, Advaita looked and saw himself sitting on a chariot. In the four directions around him, great armies ferociously fought. On the chariot, Advaita saw dark and handsome Lord Krishna, a conch shell, chakra, club, and lotus in his four hands. The next moment, he saw the form of numberless universes. A form that had moon, a sun, and many oceans, mountains, rivers, and gardens. Again and again he saw millions of eyes, arms, and faces. He saw Arjuna offering prayers as great flames burned in each mouth of his universal form. flying like moths into the flames. The demons and blasphemers were at once consumed. The sinners who blasphemed and attacked others perished in the great flames of Lord Chaitanya's mouth. By the Lord's mercy, Advaitacharya saw this form, although others had no power to see it. Advaita began to weep with joy and love, and placing a blade of grass between his teeth, again and again he begged for the Lord's service. While all of this was occurring, Lord Nityananda was joyfully wandering through the different homes in Nadia. But Nityananda knew that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing his universal form. So he hurried there and stood before the door of Lord Vishnu's temple room in the home of Srivas Thakur. And Nityananda began to roar. Aware that Nityananda had come, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly opened the door and seeing the limitless universal form, Nityananda offered dandavat obeisances, and then he closed his eyes. Lord Chaitanya said, "Rise, Nityananda, you are my very life. You know all about me. In truth, I become the property of anyone who loves you. To me, no one is more dear than you. And anyone who thinks that you and Advaita are different persons does not know that you are both my incarnations. You both are supremely pure." Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glanced at both Nityananda and Advaita, and he began blissfully dancing in the temple room of Lord Vishnu. And then he loudly called out again and again, "Look, look, look." Nityananda and Advaita began to offer prayers as they blissfully gazed at the universal form. No one else had the power to see this pastime wonder. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I have heard of this occurrence directly from the mouth of Sri Advaitacharya. Anyone who does not believe this is a sinner. Anyone who will not say Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Master of all is a sinner and is never fit to be seen by the Vaishnavas." Lord Chaitanya is the master of my master. This I firmly believe in my heart. Although Lord Chaitanya manifested his pastimes in Navadvip, no one but the devotees could understand him. Devotional service is the greatest of treasures, and one's devotion is seen when one weeps on remembering Lord Krishna's holy names. He who weeps when he chants Krishna, 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 he truly chants Krishna's names. It is not by the power of great wealth or noble family that one is able to truly chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Anyone who hears of Nityananda and Advaita's seeing the Lord's universal form will certainly attain the great treasure that is Lord Krishna. Then, in a moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu withdrew everything and accompanied by his devotees, he returned to his own home. When Nityananda and Advaita Acharya were viewing the Lord's universal form, they were not in external consciousness. They were filled with spiritual bliss, wild with bliss by seeing his universal form. Thus Nityananda and Advaita rolled on the ground everywhere in the courtyard, covering their bodies with dust. One of them would dance and the other would sing and clap his hands. Intoxicated with bliss, the two lords stumbled as they walked. At first, they were both blissful. But then, they began to insult each other. Advaita Acharya first said, "Oh, you are an intoxicated avaduta. Who invited you to come here? How did you open the door and come inside? Who says that you're a sannyasi? No one knows your family. No one knows your caste. Why should an intoxicated drunkard like you stay amongst the Vaishnavas? If you don't leave at once, you'll be sorry." Nityananda replied, "Oh Nara, be still, or I will show you my prowess with a blow from my fist. You old Brahmin, are you not afraid? I'm a wild avaduta, and I am the Lord's brother. You are a gross materialist. You live at home with your wife and children. I am very exalted. I walk the path of Paramhamsas, and if I strike you, you cannot do anything in protest. For without reason, you have acted so proudly before me." Hearing these words, Advaita Acharya burned with anger like fire. Then after making himself clothed only by the four directions, he spoke further insults to Nityananda. "How are you a sannyasi? Your behavior is similar to a sannyasi. But those who eat fish and meat, who knows the identity of your mother and father or in which country you were born? Who knows? Tell me. You come like a thief. You eat three times a day and you still call yourself a sannyasi? Srivas Pandit has lost his caste by giving you shelter in his home. From where did this drunkard Nityananda come from?" Intoxicated by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, Nityananda and Advaita always quarreled. Anyone who takes the side of one of them and then criticizes the other attains only his own destruction. Anyone who, not understanding the heart of this loving quarrel, criticizes one lord and praises the other will perish. Anyone who takes Advaita's side and criticizes Gadadhar is lowly degraded and will never and never see the Lord. He will never be Lord Advaita Acharya's servant. When one incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead quarrels with another, who can understand their quarrel? For it is a pastime of Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas are equal. And anyone who sees them as such, who worships the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, is delivered and will cross beyond this material world. Anyone who hears these topics of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotional service, for these pastimes are a great treasure of the nectar of pure devotional service. Ram 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 Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life of all, enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvip. He performed Hari Sankirtan without stop, and at every moment he revealed his powers and his opulences. Overwhelmed by chanting his own holy name, Lord Chaitanya danced. He roared and loudly laughed, always wild by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love. He rolled on the ground. In this way, the limbs that the demigod Brahma bows down before became covered with dust. The Lord's ecstasy had no end. When he was in external consciousness, the Lord would sit with his associates and would enjoy pastimes in the Ganga's waters. On other days, he would dance and then sit in the courtyard. He and the devotees would then bathe in the house. While the Lord was dancing in ecstasy, a fortunate maidservant of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Duki, which means sad, would fetch water from the Ganga. Sometimes, as she would watch the Lord's dancing, tears would fill her eyes before she would again leave to bring more and more pots of water from the Ganga. Seeing the many water pots that Duki had placed in rows, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pleased. He asked Srivas, "Who brings the Ganga water every day?" To this question, Srivas replied, "Lord, Duki brings it." Lord Chaitanya said, "From now on, everyone should call her Suki, happy, for in my heart, she is always Suki." And hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, the devotees wept with love and joy. Thus, from then on, by the Lord's order, everyone called her Suki. Good birth, wealth, beauty, and education are useless. Krishna is pleased if one worships him with love. This truth, which the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam teach, Lord Chaitanya openly showed so that all could see it with their own eyes. Persons proud for no good reason cannot see the great mercy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the maidservant named Duki. How can I glorify the good fortune of Srivas Thakur, whose servants and maidservants have unlimited fortune? One day, as Srivas and the other devotees happily performed Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and danced in Srivas' house. By divine arrangement, during the dancing, during the kirtan, Srivas Thakur's son died and went to the spiritual world. As Lord Chaitanya was dancing in ecstasy, the sound of weeping suddenly arose in Srivas' home. Srivas hurried to the room and saw that his son was now living in Vaikuntha. Srivas, a very grave and learned devotee, instructed the ladies who were present, who were his relatives, "You all know the glories of Lord Krishna." Everyone stop crying. Stop your weeping. Be peaceful at heart. At the last moment of one's life, if one hears Lord Krishna's name, even a great sinner goes to the Lord's abode. But here in my house, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself is personally dancing. Brahma and the demigods are his servants. They sing his glories. If someone dies at this moment, why should anyone lament for him? My son has attained great auspiciousness. I know that he has attained the goal of life. If you are unable to control your emotions, then keep your weeping in your heart. Weep later. Do not say anything about this occurrence. For then, if you would do so, the Lord's joy in dancing will break. If he hears of this death and stops his dancing and returns to external consciousness, today I will drown myself in the Ganga. Because of Srivas's words, everyone controlled themselves and became peaceful. Then Srivas returned to the Lord's kirtan and participated by joyfully singing. Again and again and again, his joy increased. These are the glories of Srivas Pandit. The personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu possess the greatest virtues. Thus, the Lord blissfully danced, and the devotees surrounded him as he danced continuously. But one after another, the devotees heard that Srivas's son had gone to Vaikuntha, but no one would reveal the news to the Lord. Everyone hid their sorrow in their heart. But after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the crest jewel of they who know everything, placed a question before all the devotees. Now my heart is unhappy. What sorrow has entered Srivas Pandit's house? Srivas Pandit said, Lord, how can sorrow be present in my home when your blissful face is present? After Srivas spoke, all the great devotees finally recounted to the Lord what had happened to Srivas' son. The Lord respectfully said, tell me, when did this happen? The Lord then heard that the boy had passed away 2 hours after sunset. The devotees said, afraid that your joy would be broken, Srivas would not reveal this news to anyone. The boy went to the spiritual world 7.5 hours ago. Give the order and we will perform the last rites at once. Hearing all this, the Lord was very surprised at Srivas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. And he said to Srivas, how can I give up your company? Speaking these words, the Lord began to weep. He said, how can I leave the company of a person who out of love for me does not even know grief for his own son? Speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept greatly. And hearing these glorious words, everyone became thoughtful at heart. Amongst themselves, the devotees discussed the meaning of the Lord's words. Everyone was bewildered. No one understood. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had hinted that indeed, in the future, he would leave householder life and accept sannyas. As the Lord wept, everyone began to sigh and loudly weep. But after seeing that the Lord became peaceful again, the devotees went to perform the last rites for the boy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to the child, Why did you leave Srivasa's house? The boy replied, Lord, you control my destiny. Who has the power to act against your will? Hearing the dead boy reply in this way to the Lord's question, all the devotees became filled with wonder. The boy continued, saying, I have already experienced the full number of days that were allotted for this body. That allotment has now ended, and I was unable to stop it. Now I must journey to the city of another body. I have no power to stop the destiny of this body. Please be merciful, O Lord, and please bless me that I may always remember and never forget you. After all, who is anyone's father? O Lord, who is anyone's son? Everyone experiences the results of his own karma. The auspicious days of my living in the home of Srivas are now in the past, and now I must go and live somewhere else. I will go to the home of another. I bow down and offer my respects to the feet of you and your associates. Please do not take my offenses seriously. Now please give me permission to depart. After speaking these words, the boy's body again became silent. In this way, Lord Chaitanya manifested his wonderful pastimes. Hearing these words from the mouth of a dead boy, the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. The grief Srivas' relatives felt for the boy was now gone. Everyone became wild with the bliss of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. And overcome with that love, Srivas' relatives grasped Lord Chaitanya's feet. They wept and said, birth after birth, you are our father. You are our mother. You are our son. You are our master. We pray that we may never forget your feet. Lord, if we always have devotion to your feet, why then should we fear taking birth in any form of life? In this way, Srivas Thakur and his three brothers prayed with voices choked with emotion. Around them, in the four directions, the devotees loudly wept in ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, and the sound of their weeping arose in the four directions. Srivas's home became filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, listen, O Srivas, listen to my words. You know all about the ways of this world. How can the sufferings of this world trouble you? For anyone who even sees you will never be troubled by this world. Because Nityananda and I are your two sons, you will never know suffering. Hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, all the devotees loudly sounded the words, Jai! Jai! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And they performed kirtan, and accompanied by all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya took the dead boy to the Ganga shore. After performing the proper rituals, everyone bathed in the Ganga, and then while chanting Krishna, Krishna, they returned to their homes. Srivas's family remained overwhelmed. Anyone who hears this confidential story will attain a great wealth of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. That is inevitable. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Srivas Thakur, whose sons were Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The devotees believe that, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, A dead boy explained spiritual truth, but non-devotees cannot believe this. In this way, while in Navadvipa, Lord Chaitanya always enjoyed pastimes of Sankirtan. He had no love for household life and could not even dutifully perform his worship of his household deity. How then could he perform a householder's other duties? When he would bathe and then sit down to worship his Lord Vishnu deity, the limbs and clothing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was soon drenched with the tears of his love. Lord Chaitanya would then go outside. He would remove his clothes and put on fresh clothing, and then return again to worship Lord Vishnu. But again, soon, his clothing became wet with tears of bliss and love. Again, he would go outside and wash his body and change his cloth. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his clothes again and again. But because he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, he had not even a single sesame seed's worth of power to worship his Lord Vishnu deity. Finally, he said to Gadadhar, "You please worship this deity. I am not fortunate enough to be able to worship him." In this way, in Navadvipa, day and night the king of Vaikuntha tasted the nectar of pure devotional service. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Oh,